No. Are we in? Are we on? Yes. Oh, yes. Glory. Hey. Yeah, we're finishing a series today. We've done Jesus, Prophet, Priest, and King. We've done two sermons on each one. And this is the final one in Jesus is King. Praise God. So King Jesus, yeah? King Jesus, that's what he is. He's a king. He is the king. We don't really know what a king is. We may do in a few years' time, then how long the queen's got to go. But we may end up with a king, and it might be slightly different than a queen. I don't know. Never lived under a king, so I don't really know, but it might be slightly different. But I think a king, it has a bit more weight. And I can't really explain it other than that, but a king has a bit more weight than a queen. And that is probably a sexist thing my wife's given me down the banks. But you know what I mean? It's not meant to be that. But there is something. There's something about that power. And I just can't quite grasp that. And I'm a true royalist, and I love the queen to bits. But it just something just comes to me there. And this is King Jesus. He is a ruler. He's reigning. He is. This is positive now. No matter what the world says, he's reigning. He's the ruler. He is sovereign. His word is final. He's seated in heavenly places, and he has all authority. All authority. He's in total charge of everything. Jesus is not just a figurehead for special occasions. That's what the queen is. She rolls out. When Trump came, did you see the pictures where he's in front of it and she's sort of over here somewhere, you know? No sort of, what's the word, protocol or manners. But you know what I mean? But that's the sort of thing, just sort of, you know, let's get the queen out, you know. And it's almost, you know, that getting to the stage of wheeling her out. And it's, you know what I mean? It can be that way. It can be that way. And it almost is almost, yeah, let's get a figurehead. And you know, we can do that with Jesus sometimes. Let's just pick him out. We need him now. Let's just get him out. He's not just a ceremonial king, not just a ceremonial that we bring out on special occasions. And you know, he's different than other rulers because he rules in relationship. Yes. He rules in relationship, and that's the beauty. And it's hard to get that because we think he should rule in power, and he does, but he also rules in relationship with you and me. He's not a dictator. He doesn't dictate. Jesus says, come and follow me, yeah? I just love that. He didn't get a Klasnikov out, whatever it is, a rifle out and say, you're going to follow me. No, it was just voluntary, and people didn't follow him. People said, no, we're not interested. And it's exactly the same today. Jesus says, come and follow me. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords with all power just says, it's your choice. Follow me or don't. Take it or leave it. It's a choice. But, you know, we know the truth, and that is in the verse here. And I think we're going to have the verses go up. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 10 says this: at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. One day that's going to happen, one day, and we're all going to be there. It's going to happen. He is really then going to rule in power and authority, but it'll be too late then for people to make a choice. The freedom of choice is here now, yeah? King Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, laid down his life. He gave it up freely and willingly for you and me. We've been singing about that this morning, some of the worship songs we've sung. You laid aside your majesty. What that entails, you laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. Suffered at the hands of those you had created. I wonder what that was like for Jesus. It must have been just unbelievable. When they were saying, if you're supposed to be this God, why don't you come down and save yourself? Imagine that conflict going on. But Jesus was on that cross with love for mankind and love for you and me, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you know, that King of Kings and now and Lord of Lords, he goes with us. He goes before us. He leads us. He protects us. He provides for us. He is with us now. Luke 17, verse 20 says this. He was being spoken to by the Pharisees, and they asked him, when would the kingdom of God come? And Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is where? It's within you, within you." We have the kingdom of God within us today. We have the kingdom of God. And it's just a phrase that rolls off the tongue, but it's the truth that you have the kingdom of God within you today. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says this: "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is his work." Where's his power at work? Within us, within you. Say that to yourself: the power of God is within me. The full, majestic, total power, authority of God's kingdom is within you. Just say it to somebody else, point it to somebody else. It's the truth of God's word. When you're in those low periods, when you're in those difficult periods, when you're under, or you feel you're under attack, just say to yourself, "Hang on, I've got the full weight and power and authority of the kingdom of God within me, mortal me." Hallelujah. His power, according to his work, does a work within us. "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." What a difference it would make to us if we just grasped hold of that power that is within us. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this. It says, "But you are," that's you, "a chosen people." God chose you. He chose you. "You are a chosen person, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." You are God's special possession, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We have all his authority. We rule and we reign in him. We are royalty. Do you feel like royalty? But that's what you are. And I don't know what royalty means to you, but it can mean a lot of different things, but it certainly means power. Certainly means authority. It means rulership. It means reigning. And you have it all. We're going to sing a song, I think. "King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven living in me." It's just, it's beyond. It's just a phrase that rolls off the tongue. But if you grasp the truth of it, God of heaven living in me. And you know, because of that, we're on kingdom business. We are on kingdom business, guys. We're part of the kingdom. We're on kingdom business. Everywhere the Queen goes, everywhere that members of the royal family go, it's about the kingdom. And everywhere we go, every place we go, everything we do, yeah, we should be living out God's kingdom. It's all kingly stuff now that we're doing, yeah? And you know, we're commissioned as God's people. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says this: Jesus saying to his disciples some of the last words, "Then Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, you go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" We're commissioned to go in his name because he's given us the authority to do it, to go and make disciples of all nations. And guys, this is us today. This is you and me today in 2018. It's for you and me. In our workplaces, where you work, you take the full kingdom of God with you. All his authority, all his power to live out, to be. In our homes, in our community, to the world. We are expressions of God's kingdom. Sometimes we're probably not good expressions of his kingdom. But just pull yourself up next time you slip up a little bit and say, "Hang on a minute, what would God do in that situation? What's his kingdom principle in that situation? What would I do?" We are sons and daughters of God. of the King of Kings, sons and daughters of the living God. That's what we are. So guys, we're not just on a jolly, yeah? We're not just on a jolly. So many people just, you know, live life and it's just a jolly thing, isn't it? It's just that's all they do. But guys, so often we can be sloppy in our lives. And God says, no, you're not on a jolly. It's not happy-go-lucky, take it or leave it, easy come, easy go. It needs discipline. We need to discipline ourselves. But it's a relationship discipline. It's not a whip discipline. And guys, this is life and death. It's life and death for people. It's urgent. It's very, very urgent. The Bible says the kingdom of God is advancing. Sometimes you may look at the media, you may look around you and think it isn't, but I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is advancing. Yeah? The gates of hell will not prevail. Yeah? And that means what it says, that the gates of hell won't be able to stand because we're pushing them back. It's not the other way around. We are pushing back darkness. We're pushing back as we come together. And how's it advancing? It's advancing through you and me. Yeah. We're soldiers of the living God. We're sons and I just can't get over how it is, yeah. It's hard to put it into words, but that's who we are. Sons and daughters of the living God, part of his kingdom. And I don't know, I do it, I've just picked up this Bible study called Voice of Hope from Premier Radio. And it's out of date, actually. I'm actually on to the 11th of May, so I'm well behind. But round about this time, they had a prayer. They had a nine-day prayer. They called it Prayer Nova. I don't know if anyone did it. But they did a nine-day prayer. And I just picked this up. It happens to be today's reading. And it was just here where they said, we are committed in this prayer time to declaring our serious intention to call on God for his kingdom to be made manifest throughout the earth. I'm encouraging each one of us to pray daily. And they're saying this prayer, and it says this, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may my heart desire your kingdom above my own. May my heart desire your kingdom above my own. Your will, not my will. Your purpose in all things. Give me eyes to discern your kingdom way. Hands that collaborate in your work with the Holy Spirit to build your kingdom here on earth. I entrust myself to you this day. What a prayer. What a prayer. And then they say the Lord's Prayer, which is, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, yeah, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I don't know if we use that prayer often enough. I know in Anglican circles it's read all the time. And it can become just something that rolls off the tongue. But it's so powerful. It's the power of God, the prayer that he gave us. We just sang that song there before. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. Can we say those words, but is it the truth? Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As God's challenging us today to be kingly people, I really believe he is. Because we're the only ones that can bring his kingdom into full fruition. You and me, where we are. Let's just pray for a moment. And we're just going to go into a time of worship as well and just be open to what God is going to say to us through prophecy. Maybe you've never done that before, but God is stirring something within your spirit to share for an individual. Go and pray with them, maybe for the congregation. Speak it out. But I really feel there's a challenge upon us today to live kingdom lives, to make a difference where we are. Just as we sing this song, it's a challenging song. And just let God just take us further into him.
King.